When a young player like Trevor has a play, you know, where that punt gets muffed, what do you try to do to pick him up and make sure that it doesn't bruise the confidence there?
Well, I mean, that's hard. I mean, you know, the coach really didn't have to say anything. I mean, he feels his own. I mean, those guys are prideful guys, and you know, he knows. You know, and what's strange is he hasn't dropped many. I mean, he really has been all right at that. But you know, I mean, those are some things that, you know, he's got to continue to work on and continue to, you know, to make some things happen there.
Tom was talking to Micah, and they were sort of discussing that play. Was he hit before he was supposed to be hit based on the ball still being bobbled?
Well, the tape I watched, he did. He was. But, I mean, you know, I mean, obviously it was a bang-bang call, and, you know, that's, you know, calls, those things are, those things are made like that. But on a fair catch, you know, you're protected until even if you bobble it, until the ball, you know, hits the ground. It's a play that I show them in the summer because it happened here before I got here where one of our guys hit somebody. I don't remember the game, but it's a play that I use. I don't think it is a challengeable call. I don't know the answer to that. Offhand?
I was just going to say the same thing. It's a turnover play, right?
Well, it's a critical play, and so I would think that because it's a turnover play that they have to review it. And all I know is you know, the tape I watched, I blew it up and the ball went out. But that's, you know, once again, it's...
Is that something you'll hear back from the league office if you ask? You know,
I'm going down the road now. I'm worried about Washington's got a pretty good returner. I'm worried about him right now.
Ron, were you anticipating an onside kick at all to start the game?
No. Well, you know, we always talked to him about, you know, that was a game that I think you would go in and expect some possible deceptives. You know, something we talk about every and work on every week. And Joe did a great job, actually. You know, both those guys did a great job being prepared for it. And you know, obviously, you know, you feel good about that. I mean, here you get the ball, you get a possession, and then even with the punt, I mean, we go down and Goody, usually he's been really, really good. You know, so we got a chance to have him backed up and you know, on the 2 or 3 yard line. And it's a lot different calling plays as an offensive play caller when you're inside your 5 as opposed to being on the 20. So those are some things that I talked to him about today, is that, hey, those are plays, you know, we've got to make and we can make and we're good enough to make.
Disappointed in the execution of your onside. I mean, it was an offside on the weak side and Mason's kick wasn't quite right.
Well, Mason's kick wasn't as bad as, you know, obviously it wouldn't have made any difference because but we had a guy that didn't do this assignment in terms of blocking, and it was dialed up right the way you would like it. And Mason's kick wouldn't have gone out of bounds, and it would have gone 10 yards, but it wouldn't have mattered. It's immaterial, and you know, that's the thing. You know, you talk about with onside, we talk about it all the time. You know, you cannot break the plane. Now that's one of them. You had to be looking right. I mean, he had to be right on it because, I mean, by the angle of the tape. But that's, you know, once again, that's the rub of the green.
You're saying that someone could have recovered that within 10 yards? I mean, beyond 10 yards?
It went out of bounds, it was 10 yards. It had gone past 10 yards.
And if it had been blocked already, you could have got it.
Correct.
Play. Should he have just batted that back out, or what should he have done to save that?
Well, yeah, just keep it. You know, in other words, what he did is he was going down to catch it, and obviously ended up taking it in the end zone. It was close. It's one of them really, really, really close. He's going so fast that, but like you say, I mean, and we've talked to him about it all the time. Is hey, we'd rather take the ball on a 5 or 6 or 7 than on a 20, don't worry about putting it on the 1, but. You know, it's just, once again, it's a play that, you know, happened last year to Jeff one time in the St. Louis game, but you know, that's a tape that we, you know, a play that we show. So it's just, you know, hopefully it'll never happen again.
You think Hyde will field punts moving forward?
That's up to coach. Obviously he'll be ready, and you know, you got him, and we'll wait. And, you know, I'm not, you know, it's, you know, obviously it's coach's call, but. You know, I still think Trevor's got, you know, he can still make some things happen. If you go back and, you know, he's had some big returns. He had a 12-yard return yesterday. He's had some, even, you know, he had a return call back that was a sizable return earlier in the year. So, I think he does have some talent.
His shoulder ends up bothering him other than Trevor, who's the third now that Aberderis isn't here?
Well, I don't know. I'd have to talk to Coach about using Randall. And, you know, you got, there's some guys, you know, in the camp, you know, we got a lot of guys that catch punts now. It's a lot different going out and catching punts as opposed to being back there and doing it in the game.
What went wrong on Mason's miss?
On the extra point?
Yeah.
Well, the ball didn't get spun correctly, and Mason's got to make the kick, bottom line. He's got to make that kick. He'll be the first to tell you that. And, you know, I think everybody's trying to be so perfect. And he slowed down a little bit and then didn't get through the football because the laces needed to be turned. The laces were at three, and you know, Jake didn't get them completely all the way around. And that's the thing. I think I said it last week. You know, an extra point or field goal, people think it's a gimme. But there's so many things that have to happen. I mean, the snap, the hold, the kick, the protection, and it really is there's more to that play than you think.
I can't remember if it was last week or the week before, but you mentioned how just an inch or two on the spot when the ball is put down could matter.
Yeah, it was about 3 inches off. And
Jake struggling?
No, not really. Jake, I think it's just it's more of a – we just got to keep doing it, keep doing it, keep doing it, keep doing it, keep doing it. I mean, and that's one of the things that we got those jugs over there that Jake, he's going to really, you know, really hit the jugs. This last past week he started working, hitting the jugs a lot, and It's got to be just almost a, you know, just like walking. You don't even have to think about it. Put it down and spin it. And, you know, because even though, you know, Brett's snaps are usually right on, but because of the mark and if it's not exactly eight, and there's a chance that a rotation of the ball could be a quarter off, which it was.
Yeah,